Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison. UMKC has announced the appointment of a new athletic director. Carla Wilson's announcement was officially made this week. A longtime UMKC Roo, she now will lead this Division I athletic program. And joining us to talk about that is Carla Wilson. Welcome to you.
Good morning.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So it was a big event this week that they had to announce you to the community.
Absolutely. It was really phenomenal. What the people that came out to support and to find out about what was going on at UMKC. And it was just really great to have so many people come out in support of the announcement of me as the athletic director.
You may be new to this job, but you're certainly not new to the athletic department at UMKC. You sort of rose up through the ranks.
Yes, I did. I have been at UMKC for 25 years, 16 in the athletic department. But I actually, even when I went to school at UMKC, it's my alma mater, and even started out as a work study in athletics, so I've been around for quite some time.
A lot of what you've done in the athletic department here has been on the sort of the business side, the administration side. How important is that for the work of the overall athletic director?
Oh, I think it's very important. There's some key areas in athletic administration, and having that background is very important because today with college athletics, you know, there's lots of rising costs, but there's also great reward. So you just have to make sure you keep it in balance, and it's going to be really important that we try to keep it in check as we're trying to grow our programs and to do better and bigger things. But at the same time, we need to be respectful, especially in these economic times of the budget.
And we do want to talk a little bit about kind of the future of the program, but we want to talk more about you first. One of the ways that this announcement this week was significant is that you now become one of the very few women of color to be in a leadership role as the athletic director of a Division I athletics program. You're, in fact, the only one right now, other than at historically black colleges and universities. How big an honor is that?
It's huge. You know, you're a product of your environment and who you are. So being African-American, my experiences have been different, you know, than others. And also being a woman, you know, I have different experiences. But I think it will help me as I am looking at our programs and just making sure that we keep a balance and, you know, equity. And we do things for women's sports just like we do for the men's sports. And I think it just gives me a better perspective of making sure that we're taking care of everybody.
It does. I mean, that is really the question. Does it change how you do the job, or is the job the same no matter who's doing it?
Well, I think that it broadens the job. I think that, you know, the job is the job, but at the same time, everybody brings their own belief and value systems into thing. And I think the broad-based experience that, you know, I've had and my background will help me to just look at it, the overall department, a little differently.
Yeah. Why do you think more women of color are not in these roles?
Well, I think this is, you know, for a long time, athletic administration at the highest level has, for lack of a better word, been a boys' club. And so although there are plenty capable women, you know, not just women of color, but women in general, there's not enough women at that level. I think there's a variety of reasons. One, we get to number two right under that, and we're doing a great job. And oftentimes we get put in the interim role, but then, you know, someone else is hired and it's not one of us. But I just think it's part of it is us as well. Part of it is we have pretty serious concerns about where we're going to be living. You know, men are more apt to say, I don't care where the job is, give it to me and I'll do it. And women, we sometimes, you know, it's more about, well, where is that? And is that going to be good for my family and my children and that kind of thing? And then also, I think we often don't apply. We're starting to do a better job of that. We often don't apply because we'll look at the criteria and we'll have 4 out of 5 things and say, oh, I don't have that other one, so I'm not going to do it. Whereas really, you know, we should apply anyway, because we usually do have the experience. It may just be in a different way.
Now, you've actually been in the role, as you alluded to, as an interim since the summer. How did those first 5 months go for you?
Well, the first 5 months, they went well. But I, even though I was you know, I still felt like I had to hold back some because, you know, I'm also worried about kind of doing a little bit of two jobs at first because I still had my old job and I'm trying to do things at a higher level. So it was really good. The staff was very supportive, so I was able to take some things off my plate that I was doing in the old job and distribute that up. And so those kinds of things were very, very helpful for me. Being able to look at the program even broader and look at where we were deficient and where we need to work on things kind of gave me a jump start on starting on Monday.
Well, and I think a lot of folks don't actually know what an athletic director does exactly. What is the day-to-day life of this job?
putting out fires is part of it, but actually overseeing, you know, just the whole program, making sure that you have to worry about the budget. You have to worry about fundraising. You know, how are you going to raise funds? How are we going to get whether it's facilities for our kids or endowments to help with scholarships for our kids, those types of things. You know, just the operations, making sure overseeing that, you know, for our contest, that the people we put in charge are just taking care of everything and making sure that that goes well. Being able to support the coaches to allow them to go out and just coach and recruit. And so they don't have to worry about other things. So kind of taking care of everything that's needed in order for our student athletes to have a broad-based experience is, you know, just making sure that general, that oversight and that, you know, the higher level of taking care of the things that need to be done in order for them to have a great experience.
You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 FM, KCUR. I'm Brian Ellison. Our guest is Carla Wilson. She's the new athletic director at UMKC. What questions do you have for Carla Wilson? Ever wonder what it's like to be an AD at a Division I school? What are your hopes, your dreams, your questions about the future of the UMKC Kangaroos sports teams? Give us a call at 816-235-2888. That's 235-2888. You can also email us at centralstandard@kcur.org. As we said earlier, Carla, you never really left UMKC after you came here for college. You've now raised kids in town. In fact, some of whom have been athletes themselves, right?
Absolutely. We have four children. One of them, Kevin Jr., actually went to school at UMKC as well. And it was great because I got the chance to have him live in the Cherry Street dorm his freshman year, just like I did. So he did join the track team and he participated on the track team for a year. He did have Crohn's disease, so he had some medical problems but it was a great experience for him. And it was just what I wanted because he, was very kind of sheltered and didn't go outside, didn't mingle very much. And his experience at UMKC from both the dorms and just from the track team and meeting people and, you know, really made him step up to the plate. His academics, he, you know, part of being athletics, you have to have a certain GPA, and he just excelled in the classroom, and he just he met a lot of friends and he just got involved on campus. And so all of the things that we would like for students to do here at UMKC.
Now, were you an athlete when you were at UMKC?
I was not athlete at UMKC. I did play intramurals, everything that they could, that they threw out. I was doing, whether it was basketball or football or those kinds of things, and even played in New Orleans, representing UMKC and flag football down at the Superdome.
Wow. So what draws you then to this area of work? There's a lot of areas of academia you could work in. There's a lot of other fields you could work in.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I was an athlete in high school. I played volleyball, basketball, and ran track. And as a child at 7 years old, I started playing softball, something I do this very day. And as a matter of fact, our 40 and over women's softball team just won the world tournament in Las Vegas this summer.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. But I've been playing sports since I was young. And just, you know, the fact that one, my mother was the one that took me to sign up for sports, for softball at the age of 7. And I just really found out a lot about myself and about teamwork and those kinds of things. I remember I was a pitcher, and I remember I was serious about the sport, and I'm 7 years old and the kids are playing in the dirt. And so when they hit the ball to third, I'd grab it and I'd go over there and get it and run it to first instead of throwing the ball. And very soon I learned that I could not beat the runner to first by doing that, and learned about teamwork and how I had to involve my team. And so I think teamwork has just been something that I'm used to and something that I have a you know, is really big and important to me. And I think about the small town from which I came, which was 668 people then, is about 500 now. And it was a community, and it was about embracing each other. And so those things were really important to me.
We're talking about UMKC sports and about the new athletic director here, Carla Wilson. Give us a call at 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888 with any questions. You can also email us at centralstandard@kcur.org. It's a big department, right? How many sports, how many athletes are part of it?
We have about 220 athletes. We have 16 sports, everything from we have men's and women's tennis and men's and women's golf and softball and volleyball and men's and women's soccer and men's and women's basketball. And then for men and women, both cross country, indoor track and field, and outdoor track and field.
I know it's different for every sport, but what's the scholarship situation here? How many students are being recruited and given scholarships to participate?
Yes. Lots of our students have partial scholarships, so lots of them have tuition scholarships. The other parts of the scholarships are also book scholarships or room and board, and for their fees. So if you have all of those things, you have a full ride. So our men's basketball team is allowed 13 full rides, and our women's basketball team is allowed 15, and then our women's volleyball also has full rides on their team as well. And then every sport, we have a couple of people that may be on a full ride, and that's something we've developed in the last couple of years, just trying to make sure that we broaden out and give some other opportunities in some other sports.
I know it's been a big move in this year to move to the Western Athletic Conference. To conference change is a big deal, as we've heard in some other schools in the area as well. How important is it that UMKC now plays in the WAC?
Well, the Western Athletic Conference gave us some opportunities that we didn't have before. One of the things being that our men's and women's basketball tournament for 2 years will be held in Kansas City. And that's something that we didn't have the opportunity to do before. So it will be a chance for our fans to see the WAC, and also to hopefully give us a home court advantage and hometown advantage, and give us better opportunities for our teams to advance to the NCAA tournament, which is definitely the ultimate goal, is to play in the NCAA championship. So that's been a big draw for us. And then the Western Athletic Conference name is also something that is well known. And so we hope to expand on that brand as well and help that to get some more attention for our teams.
A lot of schools, of course, do have football programs. UMKC does not. The schools that have them often rely on football to bring in a substantial amount of attention, alumni support, revenue. How does UMKC become a significant sports presence without that?
Yes. Without football, basketball is our premier sport. So what we need is definitely the support of everyone to come out and see our teams. And our men's basketball team is playing at Municipal Auditorium, which is one of the most historic arenas and has held more Final Fours than any other place, any other arena. So what we need is to increase revenue. So ticket sales through basketball for schools that don't have football is where it's at and what is needed. So we just have to make sure that we are going out and competing every day and very exciting and winning some games. And so people want to come out and support, and that will increase revenue.
Well, and let's talk about that. Men's basketball, obviously a major focus. Brand new coach this year, Kareem Richardson. It's his first season. It's been a little bit of a rough start this season, right?
Yes, it has been a little bit of a rough start, but I have seen improvements every game. And really this last game on Saturday when they played Wisconsin-Milwaukee, they really turned it up and they really played hard. And so I can see the breakthrough for him. It's really, you know, it's difficult for the team and it's difficult for the coach because really, like you said, it's a first-year coach. So even though there may be seniors on the team, it's really like they're freshmen because they're learning a new system. So I expect it will take a little bit, but every day we're striving to make sure that we get closer and closer and that we turn this around.
Big game tonight at the University of Louisville, number 7 team in the country. Serious introduction to the big time.
Yes, that will be a very interesting game. As you probably know, Kareem Richardson was an assistant at Louisville just last year.
With Rick Pitino, right? Yeah.
Yes, and he worked for Rick Pitino. But I'm, you know, thinking that we'll go there and, You know, one, Rick will, he's the number seven team in the country, but I hope he's a little nice to us with his relationships with Kareem. And I hope our kids still go down there and compete and play hard and just do the best that they can.
You know, I want to ask about sort of more broadly about the place of athletics in a university. And this is a question that's being discussed all over the country at schools where sports have historically been an even bigger part of campus life than they have at UMKC. But it's probably true here, too, that there's some pressure on athletes to perform athletically that sometimes maybe is in conflict or at least in tension with their academic work.
Yes, that is true that they you know, they have to go out and compete and, you know, they're getting scholarships to compete. But also many of our athletes are getting academic scholarships. And also the NCAA requires certain requirements on graduating and being they have to be a certain degree percentage completed every year. So and for us, academics is a big part of what we do. Our cumulative GPA was 3.26 for our athletes this year. And so we take it very seriously. And to be honest, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do academically, then you're not going to be on the playing field anyway because you won't be eligible. So I know our faculty is really concerned about the travel, and that's to the WAC. And we are concerned about that as well, but we have put some things in place to make sure that our academics are first and foremost. And so we think, and we're keeping a handle on that, and we expect that our GPA will just continue to improve in athletics.
I guess I wonder, do you think that there are places in the country where college sports have sort of lost its way? Has it become too consuming?
Yeah, I think that can happen. I don't think it's happened here yet. And but what I'm hoping is that
would be a really good problem to have, wouldn't it?
Yes, and I'm hoping that, you know, athletics can be a great part of your part of the institution and can help with enrollment and can help, you know, with the traditions that are built in athletics can help a university. And so I think that's important. And I do not think that it should ever become bigger than the academic part of the institution. I do think that happens at times. People start to think they may be invincible and then realize that, you know, and here comes the NCAA sanctioning you for some things that when you got a little bit too big. So there are systems in place in order to keep that from happening. But yes, it does happen.
You mentioned, you know, your own experience as a softball player learning about teamwork. I wonder what you think athletics offers students. You know, I'm thinking of those NCAA ads that say, you know, 99% of our athletes will go pro in something other than sports.
Yes, absolutely. So, and that's where I think it really comes in that a lot of people don't realize that the standards that have been set for academics, so that when the days are up of your 4 years of playing are up, that you are ready to go out into the real world. And that's exactly what I'm about. I mean, I think it's very important for them to get their academics. For me, walking across that stage, seeing them walk across that stage on graduation day is what it's all about. And if they can have a great athletic experience while doing it, that's great. And also to give back to the community, because I think so much has been given to us in athletics that we have to make sure that we're giving back to the community as well. So I feel like if we do those three things, then they will be prepared for life and they will want to give back to the community as well as UMKC and be great alums and great stewards for our university.
Do you have one big goal for your first year or two as AD?
Well, I don't want to get too big, but
modest goal.
I would love for all of our teams to compete in the WAC championships would be great. But if they at least excelled and stay within the top three of the WAC, that would be a great goal for the first year if we are in that way. And in academics, I want all of our I want our GPA to be leading in the university, you know, our students. And so making sure that we're taking care of things academically and then over 1,000 hours of community service to our youth would be three things that I would like them to do.
Well, Carla Wilson, I wish you all the best as you undertake this new beginning to your career and to the sports programs of UMKC. Carla Wilson is the new athletic director at UMKC. Thanks so much for taking time
to be with us. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
You can find out more about Carla and our earlier guests. You can subscribe to our podcast. You can access any of our previous shows by going to the Central Standard page at kcur.org. Join us tomorrow. We will explore school bus safety here on KC Currents on Central Standard. Stay tuned now for Up to Date. Domestic violence will be the subject, as well as a look at the upcoming MLS Cup. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton with Sydney Llewellyn and Ross Steinmetz. I'm Brian Ellison. This is KCUR.